Let's go to God's Word this morning. It's time to buckle up and hang on. Amen. We're in a series on the last days, and that's what it's on, the last days. And what does the Bible say about it? I've preached on the last days for many years. Believe it or not, I used to teach a course back in school when I was at a private academy for years on the book of Revelation. So I've been doing it a long time. And they were made to come and hear me because they were at the school. And they were right in front of me, the class. And if they were bad, they had to sit on the front row. And I spit all over them. That's right. That's how you get your class to listen. I'm telling you right now. Anyway, you're far enough away though now. You're good. You're good. But I love prophecy. I love speaking on end time events. I've been doing it a while. Probably from, you know, the late 70s when I started preaching. But things are different now. We used to make the, you know, filmmakers back in the day, they were sort of crappy films, to be honest with you. They didn't do a great job on them because they tried to make movies on what the last days would look like and the return of Christ and the rapture. How many remember seeing those movies? And they were good. They tried their best, but they were always a little, you know, okay, whatever. You don't need the movies anymore. Oh, yeah, you turn on the TV. Last days. Y'all see it or not? It's crazy. Israel, what's happening over there? Wars everywhere, it seems like. And we're right in the middle of all of it. Have y'all noticed that? We're in the middle of every bit of it. Say, what a mess our world's in. What a mess our country's in. I love our country. We're spoiled rotten because we're in Florida. It is amazing to me. People will get online and bash Florida who live in Florida. How about move? I'm serious. I mean, you're trying to screw our state up. I'm telling you, if I moved from somewhere else to a state and I enjoyed what we enjoyed, I'd probably keep my mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but we're spoiled down here. Much of America's in deep, deep trouble, more trouble than we're in. But as I mentioned last week, we're not immune. The skating party up in Brandon, 60 miles from here. 60 miles. 400 rebellious teens, along with their parents, rioted because the skating rink wouldn't let them come in without having security because he thought they were going to tear up the joint. Guess what? They tore up the joint. On the outside. 23 arrested. You see this stuff all the time. Yes or no? Are we in the last days? Well, let's just talk about it. I'm in a series called Imminent Storm. Now, if we understand anything in Florida, and especially right here in this area, we understand what a storm is. How many would say that? I know what one is now. How many of you thought you knew what a hurricane was to the last one we had? I've been through a bunch of them. Buddy, it was rough. I was right in this room. Right, not in this room. I was out in the back here with my family and my mother-in-law. And this is where we chose to hunker down in the storm. And the wind and the power went off. And then we started seeing the water come in. Out in the foyer. And crazy us, we're trying to save the place. So we take a garbage can and put under it. And all of a sudden all hell lets loose. And it looked like Niagara Falls and there goes a trash can everywhere. And then we had to open these doors. We had to open these doors. Because water, it was just going everywhere. And we thought we got to somehow disperse this water. And by the time the storm was ending, I could do cannonballs off this stage. And water was up 8 rows. And the roof ripped back over here. This building did great. Can we thank the Lord for the building and how the Lord took care of us though? Come on, look at us. Wow. To rebuild this would probably be 10, 15 million bucks, to be honest with you. Big old campus, big place here. And, of course, after that, we made it, didn't we? We made it. And many of you, how many is here today? You say, I lost nearly everything, my house and everything in that storm. I see you there, up here, over here. Okay. How many, it was rough. Whatever you lost, it was tough. You lost a lot. We know what storms are. Storms coming. Storms coming. You know, Noah And all these weather people, they're telling us now that this year there'll be twice as many hurricanes. They're telling us there's going to be twice as many named storms. To have a storm named, it has to make 39 miles an hour. And then it gets a name. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. They're telling us that maybe seven of those will become Hurricane 3 or greater. Now, we know not all of them hit Florida, but it seems like no matter what hurricane comes, Florida's always in the picture. You can't turn it on without thinking, well, it could. You never know. So I've chosen this title, Imminent Storm. The word imminent means could happen at any time. The last days, Christ's return, end time events. The word imminent means could happen at any time. But the word imminent always carries with it an element of danger. And so the title of the series is Imminent Storm, Impending Danger Ahead. We started out with a message on, because when you have storms and hurricanes, you have what's called the cone of uncertainty. You know that, right? Say, I'm giving you, well, today's the second day of hurricane season. You're having a hurricane seminar with me for a minute. Is that okay? So they give you a cone of uncertainty. What does that mean? You'll see all the spaghetti. You'll see all the different ones. And it could hit Florida, it could hit New Orleans. You know how it is. That's called the cone of uncertainty. Well, my first message in this series was called the cone of certainty. Because we're talking about last days, and you can take what Jesus says about end time events to the bank. It's not a cone of uncertainty. These things will happen. He started out having a conversation with his disciples. And they ask him questions. Can you imagine getting to answer, ask Jesus a question? You know what I mean? And so they said, Jesus, he talked about the temple being destroyed. They said, when's that going to happen? And what's it going to look like? And what's your coming again going to look like? What's the end of the world going to look like? And so he answered these questions in Matthew 24 and 25. Okay, y'all with me so far? And so, anyway, y'all hang on. They're talking for me. Hey, guys, hey, hang on. I'm looking at you. I'm like a child with ADD. Amen? Here we go. Y'all with me? Y'all with me or not? So anyway, the longest answer Jesus ever gave to a question in the Bible was about what? End times, last days, his coming again. Do y'all hear me? So that's the scriptures we're studying. We also looked at some scriptures last week, 2 Timothy chapter 3 from the Apostle Paul. Okay? So we've looked at a few messages so far, and we got another one coming your way today. Let's look at another one. Here we go. Help me, buddy. Here we go. Today's message is titled this for a reason. Say it with me. Named what? So we're supposed to have, 13 to 17 named storms this year. Whatever, maybe it's 17 to 23. I don't know what they are. But I know about seven of them can turn into a Category 3 or more hurricane. Bottom line is, I've named this passage that we're going to look at today, Named Storms, Signs of the Last Days. Every one of these has a name, and I've named them. But I didn't name them Ian. I didn't name them Charlie. How many Hurricane Charlie? Remember Hurricane Charlie? Yeah, my daughter's husband was a little boy when Hurricane Charlie hit. Yeah, just a little guy. And his family, there was six of them. They lost everything. And they lived in a FEMA trailer for almost 3 years. A single wide down at El Jabin. How many remember all those trailers that were down past the bridge on the left? Remember all that? So I didn't name the storm Ian or Charlie or, you know, the different names that they are. We named them from Scripture. Let's check it out. Let's go to the Scripture this morning. So, what did Jesus Christ say about the signs of His coming? What did He say about the end of the world? We're up and running now. Jesus answered and He said unto His disciples, say that with me. What? What does it say? Take heed, keep going, that no man deceive you. So we're going to look at that and we're going to go forward. We need to seriously understand the importance of what Jesus is about to say. He's giving us information. which I believe is information on the times in which we live right now. That's my very, very strong opinion. We need to take heed to what's about to be said. It literally means, say it with me, take heed literally means to what? Keep your what? Keep your eyes open. How many are seeing things in our country, in our world, that until now you've never seen before? Look at that. I just want to do a quick poll. Look at that. Isn't that crazy? And it's more than one, ain't it? It's a bunch of them. So take heed. Keep your eyes open. Keep pushing. There's going to be some serious misinformation given on this subject. And there he is. I mean, from preachers to teachers to you go on television. It's crazy what people say about last times, end time events. And guys, I don't have it all down. I'm from Rockingham, North Carolina. Come on, I didn't even read the Bible until I got saved, you know, age 15, 16 years old. But I've been studying a while, and I've read a little bit, and I've lived life a little bit. But it doesn't make me some expert. So what I like to do is stay with the Bible. Say that out loud. We need to do what? Stay with the Bible. Okay? You're going to be a kook if you don't. You're going to be cuckoo. You're going to be a false prophet. So many false prophets have come and gone over these scriptures. So we'd like to stay steady. Now, I do believe. I believe I'm living in the last days. You call me a false prophet. I don't know. That's what I believe. I'm going to live like it. Y'all hear me or not? I'm going to live like it. What does that mean? I'm going to love him more. I'm going to love people more. I'm going to speak up more about Jesus. I'm going to forgive more. I'm going to reach out more. I thought I'd retire at 55. I'm going to stay steady more. I'm going to stay at it a little longer. I believe that's how I need to live my life. The Bible says when you have the hope of Jesus' return, you purify yourself. It has a purifying effect when you think that Jesus Christ could come or that these days we're living in could be the very last days. We said, how many sometimes you don't feel as safe as you used to in America anymore? Can I see some hands? I'm not talking about just people coming in from other neighborhoods. I'm talking about other countries maybe doing something. How many think we're at risk for even maybe something like that happening? How many think that maybe even from within, through the border, who knows what? How many feel more at risk now than you did before? I like polls. This is just a sort of a heartbeat of America. I mean, God has our attention, doesn't he? So let's stay with the scriptures. There's a lot of misinformation. Let's see what we can learn. So the signs. There are signs of Jesus coming or end of the world. They ask, when will you come again? The end of the age. By the way, the temple thing that he prophesied, he said the temple would be destroyed. That happened about 40 years after his death and resurrection. Titus came and destroyed the temple in A.D. what? 70. He not only destroyed it, he did something Jesus prophesied would happen. He carried the what away? The stones away. Who does that? So Jesus is good for this. Put your faith in him. Y'all hear me or not? So let's stay with him. Let's hook our wagon right to him and see what we find about end time events. Well, the first sign that he gives, and we're calling this storm number one. And that word is what? How many feel like there's some serious deception going on out there? Deception. Many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And say it with me. And shall what? Deceive many. So in the last days, there will be deception. There'll be deception, religious, political, foreign, coming from TV, media, world leaders, deception. It's hard to trust a politician anymore. That's a God honest. Is that true? I mean, I love our congressman, Greg Stube. I love Greg Stube. I love Greg Stube because he's a Christian. He's a solid believer in Christ. He can come right on his stage and he can preach God's word. That's why I like him. You understand what I'm saying? But I wouldn't want to be him. It's crazy. I mean, we live in a crazy world right now. A lot of deception everywhere. That is a sign of the last days. Deception. People are desperate for leadership today. We're desperate for leadership, especially politically and religiously. We're not just disappointed in politicians. We're disappointed in religious leaders. People are turned off with church. In the next 5 years, we're already into about a year and a half of this prediction, 500,000 churches will close in America. Probably already 200,000 have closed in America. The average size church in America is 75 or less. When they shut them down for COVID, they weren't running 75 then. They went down to zip. We're open again. People said, see you later. And a lot of their people had moved. Guess what state they moved to? Or Texas. Churches drying up. And then we see so much corruption. Not just in politics, but in religion. People lying to you like a dog. They can heal you on Sunday, but can't help you Monday through Saturday. You know, it's when the cameras are rolling. And the healing comes faster if you're throwing money at them. Here. It's bull. Quote me, I don't give a hoot. What a mess. People are looking for leadership. Now, when political leadership and religious leadership are blended together, it is amazingly what? We're not talking about this today, but one will rise on the scene, the Antichrist. I mean, we're looking for somebody to figure out all these problems, solving the crisis in Israel going on. You heard the president get up the other day and give a speech about, tell Israel, you know, they've agreed now to have a ceasefire if Hamas does this. Here's the problem. They didn't say that. Did y'all hear me or not? Netanyahu didn't say that at all. Now, he said, you know, we're going to finish the jobs, what we're doing. These people slaughtered our people. And we've got them down in Rafah, and we're going to finish the job. And they're still sending, they're firing missiles from Rafah to Tel Aviv. But that's okay. People are trying to solve that problem, and it ain't getting solved. How are we solving the Russia-Ukraine problem? Well, we just told Ukraine a couple of days ago, the weapons we're sending you, we were having you hold off on using those lethal ones that can kill Russians. You can go ahead and use those now and shoot them and kill the Russians. So what does that mean for us? That means we're at war with Russia. If you do a crime, and I'm not saying, well, I don't like war at all. I'm just telling you right now. I don't like people getting killed. Got it? My own mother was murdered, okay? Not in a war, but by my evil stepfather. But the bottom line is, I don't like war. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't especially like being at a possible war with Russia. Who has more nuclear weapons than we do? And they're now starting to have nuclear tactical maneuvering and practicing. Is that true or false? Of course it's true. You're hearing about it. We're looking for somebody to come on the scene to solve this stuff. Are these the last days? It's boiling over. But there's a lot of deception going on. That will happen in the last days. I just wanted to segue for a second here. This deception, Satan is an imitator. Say that out loud. Satan is a what? He's an imitator. And I just want to go through the scriptures just real quick, not long. See, Satan will lie to you. How many, and just let's do another quick poll. How many you believe the devil's lie and it screwed your life up? Can I see some? I mean, it just screwed my life up. Let's get even ugly and a little dirty. How many you believe the devil's lie and you made bad choices and it screwed your family up? How many would raise hands and say, I did that. That was me. Satan's a deceiver. But let's just see it in the Bible. I'm just taking a little break to the side. Well, God has one son. His name is Jesus. Well, what about Satan? Did you know Satan has the son of perdition? Where's that in the Bible? Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, the day of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition or the Antichrist. He's an imitator. We have the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Satan has the unholy Trinity. Where's that in the Bible? And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone. Where also, who else? The beast and the what? False prophet. And they'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. So there's an unholy Trinity. I'm not trying to make your head explode. I'm just trying to say he is so clever. We are so easily deceived. God seals his servants. When we're saved, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. That's the Bible. Satan seals his servants. Where's that in the Bible? He will cause all, say it with me, both small and great, rich and poor, say it with me, free and bond, to do what? To receive a what? Mark in their right hand or their forehead. We already have that mark. I mean, that's already being used. What do you mean? We used to think it would be a rice implant, or back in the day it was just going to be a number stamped on you. Well, now you have your own unique fingerprint. You've always had that, but the technology's there now. Can you imagine going to the grocery store or whatever you need, and that you put your hand there? Or you ain't getting groceries. Does that sound far-fetched? I can't even get nobody to do my groceries anymore. I got to scan them. I don't know how to do it. Or how about this? Talked about the forehead in the last days. They're already doing it. You look into something at Bank of America. You can do it on your phone, facial recognition. But it's really the retina in your eye. Your fingerprint, forehand, the retina in your eye, forehead, is uniquely you. Nobody else has that. That was prophesied years ago that would happen in the last days. You might say, how many would say that there's no way that technology is around that could happen today? How many would say that technology exists and it does happen today? What I'm trying to say, this isn't crazy stuff. He's an imitator. God has his church. Satan has his church. Where's that in the Bible? Revelation, Jesus speaking, I know your works in tribulation and your poverty. He's speaking, I think, to the church at Smyrna. But you're rich, he says. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, but they are not. Say it with me. They're of the synagogue of who? There's a lot of church going on out in our world, but it's of the devil. Has nothing to do with Jesus. He's a great imitator. He's a great deceiver. Jesus is the light of the world. Satan is transformed into a what? Is that in the Bible? Oh, of course it is. And no marvel, say it with me, for Satan himself is transformed into a what? How many he deceived you before? And it sounded so good, and you just thought you were right. Can I see some hands? I just thought I was right. Thought I had the cat by the tail. Had a guy come see me quite a few years ago. I was younger. I was big like I am now, but this fat was muscle. There was still some fat. There's always been some fat on Clark, okay? But he came to see me for counseling. He was leading a pretty important ministry, successful ministry in our area. And he came to see me, and he sat out in front of me for counseling. I'm just talking about deception, how Satan is an angel of light, how he can so deceive us. The man sat right across from me. He was heading up a ministry. He was having an affair, cheating on his wife. I'm not the best guy to come and see, because I'll throw you through a window. Y'all hear me or not? I'm awful, ain't I? I like me, though, okay? So he told me this, but here's what made me want to throw him through the window. He said to me, God told him to do this. He had convinced himself this was God's will. I convinced him otherwise. And I do have a few regrets in my life. I so regret not throwing him right through my window. So I don't mind helping you with your marriage if you want to get right with God. But if you want to ever come to me like that, it might be payday time for that time I didn't throw that other guy through the window when I throw you through the window. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Now you know who I am. Keep looking. So he's a deceiver, yes or no? Deception. I know I spent most of our time on that one, and I'm not going to spend a ton of time on the rest of them. That's the granddaddy of them all, deception. What else are the signs of the last days? We're calling them storms, named storms, dissension. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Does it look like the world's catching on fire? Now, we've always had wars. I get that. But, Roger, by the way, are these pictures old ones or current ones? This is happening in our country. This is happening in our world today. I've mentioned several wars. I forget. Somebody told me the other day, I don't know what the number was. It seemed like it was 130. That we have wars on our planet right now in 130 different locations. Now, you're in America, so you just hear a couple of them, right? But how many people are at war with Israel right now? If the United States wasn't with Israel right now, do you think Israel would exist? Yes or no? You think they'd be wiped off the face of the earth? Absolutely. Excuse me? I'm just telling you, God has a remnant. He has Israel, but He's been using us to help them. You hear me? But we're getting weak and wobbly. Yes or no? Keep looking. There will be wars and rumors of wars. We can check that storm. This will happen, he says, but the end isn't yet. This is happening in our lifetime right now. Let's look at another one. Devastation. And there shall be what? You think there's a lot of people hungry in our world today? A lot of people starving? A lot of people starving. United States is the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're the most blessed nation there is. We have more money, more stuff, but there's even people now that are hungry and starving in our country. People having to make a choice for rent or for groceries. Or stealing it. What a mess. Talking about storms in the last days, disease, pestilences. Well, we've seen disease, didn't we? And we've seen how quickly we'll shut down everything. And we get manipulated by deception so easily. Is that true or false? Of course it's true. I asked Roger to put me some pictures of rats up. See that? Disease. Number one carrier of disease. Look it up. Google it. Rats. Did you know there was a big council in New York City, of all places? You know what they met on? They had to put a council. Mayor Adams, he put him a council together, if I've got this right. He put a council together on how to deal with the exploding rat population in New York City. I'm just saying. Keep looking. Let's look at another one. Disasters. He said there'll be earthquakes in different places. Have we heard of any of them lately? I've put this up for you before, not just earthquakes, other disasters. Let me talk to you about earthquakes for a minute. I've showed you this before. Seismologists in 50 years from 1900 to 1950, there were 105 major earthquakes, 7 point above. From 50 to 2000, there's 118, so that's about the same. 105, 118. Got it? I'll give you a pass. From 2001 to today, there's 320 major earthquakes, 7 and above. Am I saying? All I'm telling you is the truth. But look recently, right here, something different. Just this month, the month of May, there have been 475 tornadoes. In the month of May, how many saw some of them? 38 deaths. In the last days, there will be disasters. It's a sign of our times. I'm reading a newspaper with you, okay? Jesus said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. These things will happen in embryonic form in the days preceding the Lord's return and the tribulation period on the earth. Let's look. There's 10 of them. How about this one? The intensity picks up. Here's the one we don't like. Death. Death. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted. They shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Let's take a wild guess. I'm just doing another poll. What would be the two most hated nations on the face of the earth today? Just take a wild guess. Israel and who else? And us. That's the right answer. And in most, we have been the 95% of all missions has gone out of the United States around the world. Of course, we have our tie to Jesus Christ, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, Judaism as well. So, last days there'll be death and persecution. Is it openly being said that they want Israel annihilated? Yes or no? Absolutely. And who else do they want annihilated? Us. Just throwing it out, guys. Death. Death. By the way, the heinousness of this. This past week, video footage came out of a father, a Hamas father, and his son. When they attacked on October 7th, the father raped a woman. And then the son would rape the woman. Then they kill the woman. Then they find another one. And another one. And they confess this. They're proud of this. You hear me or not? Last days. Stuff I never thought I'd even see. Disloyalty in the last days. Another storm. Then shall many be offended. In the last days, they shall betray one another. They shall hate one another. Family betrayal. Marriage doesn't matter anymore. That vow, that commitment, it does matter. But I'm just saying, it's going to hell in a handbasket. Y'all hear me or not? Churches, the infighting, the this, the that, the politics. Disloyalty in the last days. What's another one? Delusion. Oh my gosh. How many would you say, people seem delusional today? I mean, it is crazy. Just a real checkup for you, just in case you're wondering. God created male and female. It hasn't changed. It has not changed. You're delusional. Now, If you have a child, I get that. If you have a family member or something that's transitioning and this, that, and that, I know it's got to be tough. I know it's got to be hard. We're to love Jesus Christ. We're to love people. We're to love sinners. But you don't have to be delusional. It's male and female. It's he and she. It ain't they. I read articles now and they said, it's talking about one person. I can't read it. I'm reading and it's about this person. His name is this name. And then the rest of the thing is they. They is who? I'm looking for more people. It's the same one person. I'm losing my mind. Delusion. Y'all hear me or not? Here's delusion. You be good, you'll go to heaven. You're delusional. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Without your faith in Jesus Christ, you'll never see Him. Is that right, Pastor? How many years did you preach? He pastored one church for 40 years. 41. And he's here every Sunday to check me out, make sure I don't screw it up. It's delusional. I'll give money and I'll go to heaven. You're delusional. Y'all hear me? I go to fellowship. I go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. Can you imagine saying, get to God and go, why should I let you in? Well, I know Gary Clark. Hell. You better make sure you know Jesus. Don't be delusional. Quit worshiping your preachers and your TV preachers and all that mess. Many false prophets are going to rise and deceive many. Delusion, delusion. Look at delusion. You came from a monkey. No, you didn't. God made you. Something blew up in your ear. No, He didn't. He created everything that is. It's all a delusion. That's a real child right there. See that child? That's what a baby looks like right there. See it? It's not a blob of tissue. It's a baby. See it or not? I said, now you might not like me for this. I'm going to say it anyway. I don't know the name of the transitioning admiral or general or whatever it is that's in the cabinet of the United States government now. But he is a she now. You understand? How many know what I'm talking about? He is a she now. And now we're supposed to call this she, but we're supposed to call this a blob of tissue. We're supposed to call that a choice. No, she is a he, and that is a baby. Got it? Don't be like delusional. And that people are going to hate me, or they probably kicked us off Facebook. I'm just telling the truth. That's sad. That's sad that you can't speak truth. You're being hateful. I'm not being hateful. Go do what you want to do with your life. But why have I got to believe it? Why you got to shove it down my throat? Doesn't make any sense. Delusion in the last days. And some of you are visiting today. I know this is a great day for you to visit because this is about as rough as I get. Does he ever get rough? Well, this is about it, okay? Here we go. Here we go. And that guy right there, I got to say something about Buckner. I'm not a Kansas City Chief fan, but they're a great team. And he's a great kicker. And he went to speak at a Catholic university, and he is Catholic, and he's a person of faith. He's speaking at a university. He stands up for motherhood and the beauty of motherhood and having children, how important that is and how wonderful that is. And he gets castigated, and he is a person of hate speech. No, he's not. They're delusional. How many of you are so glad you're a mama? You're a mama, and you're a grandmama, and you're glad to have babies. You're not delusional. You got your own problems. I've got mine. Last days, people will be delusional. I've never seen it as like it is now, though. Last days. Keep looking. Storms are coming. They're here. Defection. Many, because of iniquity that shall abound, iniquity shall abound, and the love of many will wax cold. Love. Where is love anymore? Where is love? From families to politics to you see so much hate rising up even in our own country. Y'all hear me? The last one. Now here's a good one. Here's a good storm. Some storms are pretty good. How many have ever been through a hurricane? It was pretty good. I have. Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Not that bad. You finally get rain. Yay, we needed it. You know what I'm saying? It can be good. Here's a good storm. Here's the last one, Jesus, 10 of them. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come. So in the last days, the gospel is going to be preached like it is here. Like it is on the, you can get the gospel right now. If you're watching right now from any other country, maybe Africa, what would you write a little note? Maybe say where you're watching from. This is just proof right here. The gospel has been preached in all the world. Y'all hear me or not? That is a sign of the last days. That wasn't always the way it was. It is that way now. So what I'm saying is this. Those are your named storms. Is there going to be 10 of them? Is there a 70% chance there's 10 of them like the weather people? No, there's a 100% chance every one of those. But here's what I want to say. In my opinion, every one of those are happening right now. To a certain degree. Look at it. Name storms. Look at them. It's a lot of work he did. Aren't you thankful for Roger the Dodger Johnson who can pull off that all for us right there? Look at that right there. If you got a phone, you might want to take a picture of that. I think that's a good Bible illustration right there. I appreciate it, buddy. Amen. Imminent storm. Let's thank the Lord for His Word today. That was a lot. A lot of Word today. A lot of Word. Amen.